This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. You're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTORDALI. Okay, this is a tough... This is always really, really tough for people to talk about. Teen suicide, youth suicide, age 15 to 24, is soaring, we're being told in today's headlines, soaring. And it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, when we as a society are losing our youth, I mean, you know, people always say youth is wasted on the young. Oh, my God. I mean, the best time of my life was in my 20s. And there are people in such despair that they want to end their life. And there's a lot of reasons for suicide. We've talked about this. One is they're in pain. One is, you know, they could be doing drugs. One is they're impulsive. They're like, you know what, I'm mad. I'm going to, you know, screw my parents over. And you know what, I'm going to leave this world. And they do it. Or they lose, they get dumped. And or they get bullied and they think there's no way out. They think they have no other recourses. And then you have other people that commit suicide because they want control. They're afraid of death so much that they want to choose how they leave this world. And so we've talked about all the reasons, you know, for suicide. But one thing that we don't talk about, I've kind of talked about on the show, and I know it's not very popular, but tough, is we treat our kids like weenies. We have wussified, and again, I'm using wuh with a W, but we have wussified our youth to the point where if suicide rates are soaring, it makes us wonder if maybe the way we're treating teenagers and young people is wrong. I mean, what is one of the biggest differences in the 2000s that we're doing with teens that we didn't do back in the 40s and 30s and 20s and all that? Well, one thing is we've really concentrated on schooling. Okay? Hey, my family would do the same thing. Oh, stay in school. Don't worry about getting a part-time job. Stay in school. Just worry about your school. And so these kids are 13, 14, 15, and, you know, they're doing their algebra. They're doing their, well, I mean, my kids tell me they're doing their algebra. Yeah, right. Probably playing video games. But, you know, they read their Shakespeare. They read their Iliad and the Odyssey. They, do electives in high school. They do electives. Maybe it's photography. Maybe it's ceramics. That's nice. They take their foreign language. Do they learn it to the point where they can speak it fluently? No. But they do their foreign language, and then they come home. And then after high school, let's push them to college. Okay, go to college. And they live at home, and they do that. You know, meanwhile, and I talk about this on air all the time, I got two strapping young lads with more muscle than my husband and I have put together. And do they do the housework? You know, are they building things? Are they hunting for food? Do they have that competitive edge? No. Mommy and daddy do everything for them. Okay, we really weenify our kids. And you know, the other thing, too, that kills me is I hate it when people call chores, chores. Oh, no, my kid does chores on the weekend. Chores. What are the chores? Well, he washes dishes, and he has to do the laundry, and he has to... Okay, in my family, you couldn't eat if you didn't help and participate and contribute to the family. Yes, we had some good years where we actually got, like, paid for chores. I would get a few bucks a week, you know, and that I don't have a problem with because, again, you want to incentivize. You work harder, you get paid. So I don't mind that. That teaches some life lessons. But, okay, if you're going to support a family later, it's not a choice to do chores. And, you know, I'm just wondering if maybe the reason why we have teenage suicide is because kids are being treated like kids when they're actually adults. I mean, have you seen the average 16-year-old? They don't look, right, like somebody that watches Barney. They are fully developed. They look like, that's why we have to card them all the time, because they look like 20, 30-year-olds, but we treat them like babies. Do your homework. Look, school's important, but maybe school has to be changed. Maybe what we need to do is, part of schooling is getting a job. Part of schooling is building a wall of the school, or fixing the school bus, or cooking for the other students. No. Just sit there and do your books and hold your number two pencil and read your laptop or your iPad. Why aren't kids, high schoolers, feeling like they're contributing to society? I made that wall. I fed those kids. I worked with that charity. I sowed that, you know, or I, you know, cultivated that land. You know, PE. You know, we have an obesity crisis because a lot of people, they don't exercise once they finish PE or physical education. No, exercise is supposed to be a part of your life. Why aren't we, when the kids are in English, right, reciting to be or not to be, that is the question. Why, while they're reciting Hamlet, why aren't you walking? Why aren't you taking a hike? Why aren't we doing weightlifting one day and, you know, running the next? Why is it, okay, well, we're going to do dodgeball and we're going to play flag football. Okay? I mean, what do you do as an adult? You work out. You have to hunt for food in a way. You gotta keep your job. I mean, I was at a job where, I mean, people were cutthroats. I mean, they were trying to cut me down. And so now you have youth going out there and they see the real world and they see people for, you know, who they are, and they feel like they can't compete, or they're bored. They're smoking pot. A lot of them are smoking pot. They're bored on the weekends. They smoke pot. They drink. They don't have any position in our society because they're kids. Well, you're only 19. 19. You know how much a 19-year-old could contribute to our society? Oh, my God. And we don't listen to them? Yeah, we let them vote when they're 18, but we act like we're doing them a service. Okay, we're going to let you vote. The average 16-year-old has a lot to say. Let them get out there into the real world. All right? What we should do is, by the time these kids are 10 or 11, they should be already contributing to the household finances. They should be helping to build. They should be having jobs. Maybe school only needs to be 4 hours. I mean, how many hours of algebra do we really need? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Can't you see I'm Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location station, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of the headlines today was why it's important for you to look at your doctor's notes on what they say about you. All right? Now, they bring up a story. This is on Kaiser Health News, and I think also NBC, where a Pamela DeSalvo read the doctor's note that her doctor wrote on her. Okay? And nowadays, you guys could log into a portal so you could see everything the doctor writes about you. And I guess the words on the page hit her pretty hard because it said, clinically, morbidly obese. Now, she knew she was overweight, but seeing those three words together shocked her. So it inspired her to start losing weight. She said, I needed to see it in black and white, what I actually in my heart already knew. It forced me to get honest with myself. She said, reading that note saved my life. Now, some people would say, well, wait, why didn't the doctor tell her that? That she was clinically morbidly obese. Well, because you guys go to Yelp. If we say anything that ticks you off or insults you, you run to Yelp and rip us a new one. And when you do go to Yelp, do you say, oh, you know, the doctor was very, very honest about my weight, and thank you for that? No. You say the doctor's rude, the doctor's insulting, the doctor made me wait, the doctor misdiagnosed. And then that prevents patients who need their lives saved from going to that doctor. So I agree with this article that if your doctor's not going to tell you stuff straight up, one, maybe they don't have time, or two, they don't want you to mistake it, then maybe you need to read it. And that's the other thing, too. We're really getting to be kind of weenies. Well, you don't want to bully, and you don't want to hurt people's feelings, and you don't want to, if someone's overweight, you got to tell them they're overweight. You weigh too much. We can handle it. I need to lose weight. A lot of us need to lose weight. Now, I've heard people upset that they see that clinically morbidly obese or a morbidly obese code. Don't be mad at your doctor. Be mad at your insurance company. In order for the doctor to get paid for a visit, they need to use codes. And in the past, you couldn't get paid for a... In the past, you would not get paid for a physical. So we would have to put down things that were wrong with you. And so if you had skin lesions, or if you had high blood pressure, or if you had diabetes, we would have to use that code so then we could get our physical in. It was bad. One good thing about the ACA is we're allowed to do physicals. The only problem is the physical is really weak. The physical that insurance companies pay for is, all right, let me listen to your heart, let me listen to your lungs. Are they going to pay for an EKG? Are they going to pay for urinalysis? Medicare would not pay for urinalysis unless we sent it to the lab. They wouldn't pay for it in office. You're like, well, what the hell is that about? A physical should have a urinalysis. So we need to put codes. Now, the ICD-10 codes don't really kit and glove stuff. The ICD-10 codes don't go, oh, you know, yeah, they just have a little bit of weight issues. And it's just a little, you know, maybe, you know, she's got a little bit more junk in her trunk. That's not what an ICD-10 code is. It's going to say overweight, obese, you know, morbidly obese. So, yeah, that's going to shock you. They say many patients go home with a summary of their office visit. It recaps their list of medications, reminders, schedule a follow-up. The full doctor's note usually has more details. And your medical history, the complaint, et cetera. But basically, when I write a note, it's hopefully every single thing we talked about. You came in with a sore throat, but you also had a hangnail, and you also had, you know, maybe toenail fungus, you had some pelvic pain. So boom, 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 boom. And then go and get this done. This is what I want you to do. And then, you know, here's some suggestions, and this is what I want to do next time. Now, in one study, the researchers surveyed patients who looked at their doctor's notes. The majority of patients felt they felt more in control of their care and said they were more compliant taking medication. A small share, from 1% to 8%, said the notes caused confusion, worry, or offense. Now, I suggest to do that because sometimes we doctors put the wrong thing. Sometimes we doctors, we misread a date. I had done that, I'm really honest on this show, where a person kept calling for antibiotics. And I go, this is the fourth time this season. Why are you on, is that, what are you talking about, fourth time? I go, you were just given antibiotics in May, and oh, that was May 2018. It's like, oh. So, yet I had already written the majority of my note. And she saw that in the note going, no, remember, that's 2018. And I'm like, I apologize. Let me fix it. So this is only the second time you've had antibiotics this season. Still a lot, but at least it's not four. So some doctors do make mistakes. But the big issue that people are having, which I do not want to suggest an ICD-11. Doctors would kill me if I bring that up. But these codes don't allow a lot of euphemisms or 100% accuracy. So, for example, you know, we talked about a lot of people don't want to talk to their doctors about their depression or anxiety because they think the next time a liberal's in office, they won't be able to have a gun. So what's coming around the bend is if you have what people consider a mental disorder or mental illness, you won't be able to have a weapon in the house. Now, the average person says, yeah, people with severe mental illness should not have, you know, a gun. If you have, you know, depression, you could kill yourself. You could, you know, hurt somebody else. If you have anxiety, you could freak out, whatever. The problem is millions of people have depression and anxiety. It's not severe, but they have it. Yet, do the ICD-10 codes give you a level of 1 to 10? No. It just says depression or anxiety. So let's say somebody, you know, lost their child or lost their spouse. Yeah, and they had a rough time. They were started on some Zoloft or some Lexapro or whatever, and it worked. It worked great. And they go, you know, I like it. Looks like my serotonin was low. Looks like I have low serotonin, so I feel better. I don't have as much irritable bowel issues, or I don't have as many migraines. I don't need as much stomach acid medicine. Keep me on it. I think I was low in serotonin. This medicine helps me. Well, I think the SSRI should be called not antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications, but low serotonin supplements. Right? Or a medicine to treat low serotonin. But no. That's not an FDA-approved diagnosis. It's not an ICD-10 code. So if you need your Zoloft or your Lexapro, and you find that it helps a lot of stomach issues and headache issues and sleep, the diagnosis in your chart is depression and anxiety. And patients are like, but I'm not depressed. I'm not anxious. You know, some people take a sleeping aid. All right, insomnia. That would be your diagnosis if you take a sleeping aid. Okay, you know. But other people are on it because they have anxiety. So, like, for example, they may take Xanax. They may take Xanax to sleep, or they may take Xanax for anxiety. Well, the average doctor who sees that you're on Xanax will write as a diagnosis anxiety. But you're taking it for insomnia. So patients are now very, very reluctant if they're worried that somebody is going to, you know, consider them, you know, having a quote-unquote mental illness that could later prevent them from owning a gun or having a job or whatever, or getting hacked and, you know, being out there all over the place, people are going to be reluctant to say things. And as a doctor, I'm worried that people aren't going to be very honest. So I agree you need to look at your notes, but you also need to have a conversation with your doctor. And, you know, a lot of doctors are not going to want to change their notes. If they think the reason why you can't sleep is you have underlying anxiety, they're not going to change that. But you guys need to have a conversation about that. You need to have a conversation about what the diagnoses are. And many doctors are going to be very, very honest and upfront and tell you exactly why they chose that diagnosis. You know, like, there, thank God was a diagnosis. I don't know if it was in the ICD-10, but in the ICD-9, there was an elevated blood pressure without hypertension. If somebody had high blood pressure and it was just once, I need to document that, but I didn't want to label them as being hypertensive because that would screw them over for life insurance. Nowadays, life insurance is like, the blood pressure is elevated, I'm going to call it. You know, life insurance tries not to pay for anything. But I explain it. I'm like, look, if blood pressure was elevated once, we use that code. But, you know, if we don't have the codes, we're going to use whatever codes we can. And if doctors are in a hurry, they'll put whatever down that is similar to what they think is going on without the euphemisms of, oh, you know what, she's a little curvy as opposed to overweight. Not going to happen. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is participating in a roundtable with supporters and delivering remarks at a fundraising committee luncheon. This after the president officially launched his 2020 campaign in Orlando, Florida on Tuesday.
We're fighting against the same far-left politicians that ravaged our great cities and crushed the dreams of African-American middle class. The same people who threw open our borders and allowed drugs, gangs, and illegal labor.
Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney spoke with reporters regarding the recent increasing tensions in Iran. The congresswoman says that America should continue its pressure campaign.
We will defend freedom of navigation, that we will defend the Straits of Hormuz, we'll defend our interests and the interests of our allies, and that we will not be in a position where they feel that they can blackmail the world with continued rogue behavior.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Donald Trump, from what we understand, is promising a new health care plan for the nation. And I guess he's been teasing, teasers in the media. Teasing doesn't mean like, you know, tease you like, you're funny looking. Teasing in the media is, giving you guys already. It's kind of like what we use with cliffhangers, you know, where we'll, you know, throw a line out there like, you know, coming up at 6, we're going to talk about blah, blah, blah. So it's called a teaser, you know, to get you guys excited and, you know, interested about, you know, what the story's going to be. So in an interview with ABC News this weekend, Trump had stated that we already have the concept of the plan for, quote, phenomenal health care. But he didn't elaborate on any details of the plan. According to Trump, the plan is going to be announced in about 2 months, maybe less. You have to admit, he doesn't sound the most presidential, but he sure the heck knows how to talk to the media. You know, journalists just don't know what to do with that. Okay? When are we going to have your plan, President Trump? About 2 months, maybe less. He talks like normal people do. Right? It's like, okay, so we're going to, and it's honest. My guess is, okay, before the end of the summer, we're going to hear their health care plan. Remember, the Republicans need to come up with something because we always play defense. I don't want to say we, but in politics, we always play defense. One side puts something out there, and then you need to make sure you have something for that. If you look like you ignore it, it looks like you're beat. So the Democrats have Medicare for All. It looks like they're going to get a lot of support, rally around that, even though nobody knows how the hell anybody's going to pay for that. Yeah, I told you, what you really need to do with Medicare for All is do, you know, very slow, you know, broadening of the coverage. You know, okay, well, rather than 65, why don't we, you know, open it up to anybody over 60? You know, but no. They want votes, so they're going to promise it and then deal with it later. Pay me, you know, just vote for us now, and we'll make it work somehow later. And if we don't have enough money, we're going to have to force Congress. We're going to put Congress up against the wall to make a pay. So, now that Medicare for All is going to be the big talking point by the Democrats, and I got to be honest, you've got a lot of conservatives out there going, fine by me, fine. I'm sick of paying the premiums. If I could get free health insurance and just pay a little bit more in taxes, it's not going to be a little bit more, let me tell you that. But, you know, if I could pay more taxes and, you know, at least have my health care covered, I don't have to worry about premiums and losing my insurance. You know, I got to tell you, they may win with that. I'm not saying they're going to win the White House. But the idea of we don't have to buy our health insurance and deal with private companies. Because, look, I'm no fan of the health insurance companies either. I, as a doctor, have been fighting with them tooth and nail. You know, people always ask, why did doctors support the ACA? I mean, a lot of my doctor friends and I did not. We thought the ACA, with the exception of a couple things, you know, was very poorly written. But you have a lot of doctors out there going, you know what, to heck with the insurance companies. They screw the doctors over. They screw the patients over. We're done. If I'm going to be screwed over, or rather, I'm already getting screwed over by the government, okay, they can't screw me over that much more, fine. You have a lot of doctors out there that are really fine with Medicare and Medicaid and not getting paid by them or them coming back and asking for money back or whatever. They're like, you know what, it's fine. It's better than dealing with the other. And then you have other doctors going, okay, no, I'm done with government health insurance. So we're torn. Doctors are torn. That's why we never unify on things like this. But it's unfortunately going to now put the Republicans in a position where they need to pull something out of their butts. And health care is so damn complex. And there's so many layers to it, and there's so many sequelae that can happen from one little baby move, that if they do this wrong, they're going to have the same, you know, mar on their record as Obamacare did for the Democrats. I mean, yeah, nobody's touting Obamacare. And I told you guys, even if Hillary won, Obamacare was going to go. There's no way Hillary was going to perpetuate that because it wasn't good. Obamacare had a negative connotation. And Hillary was the original, I guess, you know, legislator to come up with, changing healthcare up and making it more socialized. So it should rather be called Hillary Care than anything else. So Obama's legacy, unfortunately, is marred with Obamacare. Yes, some good might have come out of it, but for the most part, both the Democrats and the Republicans want to change it. Now, Trump and the congressional Republicans couldn't overturn the Affordable Care Act. They were able to deflate it, make it limp. All right. But they, I mean, it's dying, and maybe they were able to accelerate it a little bit. But the problem is anybody touching that red wire could implode the system or implode their political career. So a Republican-led lawsuit against health care law has made its way through the courts. The Department of Justice took the unusual step of not defending the law. Democrats have taken up the position to defend the ACA in court, and the case is currently in the appeals process after a federal judge did declare the law unconstitutional. So either way, the ACA is going to be evolving into something. But Republicans, were being told, may not want Trump to do anything more with health care. If it's a no-win situation, they may want Trump to just, you know, keep concentrate on the economy. You mess with healthcare, you could really screw up the economy. So what is Medicare for All supposed to entail? Well, it entails employers have to pay a crap load more in taxes. Employees have to pay more to cover, pay more payroll taxes. Rich people will have to pay more. And then everybody's supposed to be able to have access to Medicare. Do we have enough Medicare providers? No. Are people happy with Medicare? Are people fans of what Medicare covers? Nope. But, you know, it's better than nothing. And then what happens to Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, United, Providence, all these insurance companies, what happens to them? Well, they won't go away completely. They're going to definitely fire a crap load of people. Right? There's going to be a lot of money now taken out of the healthcare sector because they put a lot of money into, you know, employees and, you know, media and advertising and things like that. And then what they're going to do is they're going to probably lay low. They're going to probably consolidate but go dormant if at the very most severe. Most of them will still, you know, probably handle some of their health insurance. But then what they're going to do is they're going to wait for people to be unhappy and offer supplement insurance. Already we have all these Medicare supplements. Why do we have to have Medicare supplements if Medicare is supposed to be good? Well, again, Medicare just covers bare basics, and people still have to come out of pocket. So now everybody feels the need to have a Medicare supplement. So what's going to end up happening is the American public is going to have to buy supplement insurance. And then that supplement insurance is going to be expensive. It's going to be really expensive because they know they got you. You're now going to have free health insurance that you don't like, and you won't be able to get in with somebody. So if you want to have the health care that you want, you're going to have to pay extra. So this is kind of where we're going with this. And it's just going to be the same crap, different day. So, you know, should Trump leave it alone? I'd like to see what happens with immigration. I'd like to see what happens with the economy. We are going to be coming up on a recession soon. It's going to hit us hard. I'd like to see what he does with automation taking over jobs. You know, I'm not sure. But, yeah, something does have to be done with health care. And if the Democrats don't win, people are going to be looking at Trump as, what do you guys have to fix our health care system? 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had asked about the, is it the AAFP or the AMA, but one of the medical associations' stance on the abortion laws in the South, on, you know, doctors now possibly seeing jail time if they perform an abortion. And you had noticed that the medical group was against the law, and you asked how that could be. And I really haven't gotten very involved in the board of like the AAFP or the AMA. I really haven't gotten that involved with them. I am a part of the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians and the AAFP. And but I do know that, from what I understand, that they are against any law that goes after doctors when you have a medical procedure that is still legal. So not everybody within the AAFP agrees. You know, I mean, you know, AAFP tries to be apolitical. But unfortunately, you know, you can't get everybody to agree. And so if you are a part of an organization, you know, that decides to choose one side or the other, you know, you can either leave the organization or you could, you know, stay with the organization and, you know, just, you know, not be a part of that, part of the organization. And so, you know, doctors don't unionize and, you know, doctors don't really get that political unless they're a part of these organizations. And so, but, you know, it's a challenge because not everybody agrees. So from what I understand, the AAFP has joined several other specialty organizations in an amicus brief tied to a woman's health care decision before the U.S. Supreme Court. And the filing supports the petitioner in June Medical Services LLC versus Gee. It's a lawsuit challenging Louisiana's Act 620, which requires physicians who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a licensed hospital within 30 miles of the clinic at which they practice. So this is an older law. So they say, stated plainly, the privileges requirement does nothing to improve the health or safety of women, reads the brief. Not only does the admitting privileges requirement lack any medical basis, it also substantially burdens women's access to abortion. And this brief was submitted by the AAFP, American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, the American Family of Pediatrics, American College of Physicians, and the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. So what I think everybody needs to do is stop looking at professions as Republican or Democrat. All right? The mantra of lawyers are more liberal, physicians are more Republican may not be true. It may be true. It may be true. That's what I noticed. I noticed most physicians seem to tend conservative, just like many cops tend to be conservative. Teachers tend to be more liberal. Lawyers tend to be more liberal, but it's not the case. I mean, you have people that, you know, work for the EPA that are very Republican, right? And then, you know, you have people that are pro-life that could be Democrat. It's not going to be cut and dry. People wish it would be. It would be a lot more simpler, you know, to spread the message, but it's not like that. And so government groups that involve doctors will get involved if they think patients are going to be at risk. So if they think there's going to be a law that's going to force patients to hurt themselves, they're going to be against that law. So from what I understand, I can't speak for any of these medical groups, but the consensus where they get most people to agree is if we think somebody's going to hurt themselves, or if we think this is going to increase access to care. Now, a lot of doctors left the AMA because the AMA was in support of the ACA. Now, from what I remember, many of these specialty organizations liked the idea of Medicaid expansion. And that's how Obama got a lot of doctors on board. We're going to expand Medicaid, which I was a fan of for a temporary expansion. Had to sunset once the economy got better. It wasn't temporary. We still have more and more people going on Medicaid every single year, and the economy's been good. So not sure what the hell's going on there, but that won over doctors. So doctors go, because of that piece and that piece of pre-existing condition, we as a group, as an organization, are going to be supportive of that. So when it came to now these laws in the South, where some states with the with Georgia and where a doctor gets thrown in jail if he performs abortion, where a lot of these specialty groups stand is you're going after us doctors. You're not going to put us in jail for a legal procedure. And some of the pro-life doctors are kind of in agreement with that. They're like, okay, wait a second. I mean, why are you going after us doctors for the whole abortion crisis? You know, I get, you know, you want to stop a life from being severed. I get that. But you can't all of a sudden take people out of their professions, even if we aren't fans of their profession. You can't tell a person who that's what they trained in and that's the service they're providing that now it's criminal. And as a doctor, I could see why doctors may take that stand, because what if somebody later says, you know, you giving a medication, a cancer treatment medication, that could kill somebody, could be criminal. I mean, the one thing I'm fighting right now is the idea of doctors losing their license if somebody overdoses on a narcotic. Why the hell is it our fault if they go and do heroin? But they're tracing it back to, well, if you wrote a Lortab or you wrote a Percocet. Okay, we can't have the rules change where all of a sudden we're told that what we're doing, that if something happens, when all we're trying to do is help a patient in pain or help a patient with what they're requesting, all of a sudden we get criminalized. And so, you know, mind you, I would never end a baby's life or a fetus's life. I don't agree with what abortion doctors do. But you can't, if that's what they've been doing for 20, 30 years, under the legal pretense, all of a sudden change the rules and say, sorry, now you're going to jail. Now, we can stop the practice of abortion. There's a lot of things we could do. But again, putting somebody in jail, now you're starting to tick the doctors off. So that's kind of where I believe these medical associations are standing. And so, you know, it's not an easy subject. You know, I told you guys, you know, the only way to fix the abortion crisis is to fix unwanted pregnancy. You know, when you have hundreds of thousands of women getting pregnant when they don't want to, and this is 2019, you kind of have to stop and go, what the hell's going on here? And with all this birth control and all this free access to birth control through Obamacare, you know, why are people getting pregnant? I mean, that don't want to. You know, I mean, do we need to come up with more easier forms of, you know, contraception? I mean, you know, do we need to, you know, give, you know, all teenagers the, you know, offer of, do you guys want IUDs put in? You know, or do you want, I mean, I don't know what the answer is. But the abortion issue wouldn't be an issue if we didn't have unwanted pregnancy. So we're going to have to focus on that. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.